Helping speakers of other nationalities in their English pronunciation makes me aware of just how odd our English spelling is, and how unreliable it is in predicting how words should be spoken. Take rough, bow, through, and thought, for instance. All have O-U-G-H in their spelling, yet we English speakers use four completely different vowels. I would forgive someone for assuming that, since I pronounce rough, as I do, that I would pronounce bow as buff. Or because I say bow, as I do, I will pronounce through the same way. Throw? How confusing. I couldn't even come up with a clear way to represent that in ordinary spelling. And why do we say soot, but hoot? Give, but dive. Thing, with a voiceless th, but this, with a voiced th. I have no idea. How about WH words? We say which, why, when, and what, with a W sound, a W sound. But who, whole, whose, don't follow suit. We use the H sound, instead of saying woo, wool, and woos. To complicate the matter, some speakers say which, why, when, and what, using the breathy version of the WH. You'd think we'd spell those words which, why, when, and what, since the H sound comes before the W sound. Or if we didn't want to change the spelling, we should say them as we spell them. Wahitch, wahai, wahen, and wahot. But no such luck. Then there are NG words. We say anger, longer, and finger, with a G sound. But we drape our shirt on a hanger, not a hanger. And the airplane is parked in the hangar, not the hangar. This could get dangerous. Or should that be dangerous or dangerous? Some English words have evil, hidden pronunciation traps. The Y sound is easy enough in Yankee, yogurt, and yacht. Shouldn't that be yatched? The letter Y gives us the clue. But that same Y sound is also hidden in beauty, or it would sound the same as booty. It also lurks somewhere inside Q and Q, or those homonyms would sound the same as coo or coo, and then we'd all be in the soup, or should that be the Sioux? A Brit would also use the Y sound to report that the news said the Duke fought a duel in the nude, though his American cousin would leave it out and say the news said the Duke fought a duel in the nude. They do agree, however, to face the music and not the music. English is clearly a language of exceptions within exceptions within exceptions. I'm told that for many languages one can predict pronunciation from spelling with much greater confidence. Spanish, for instance. The explanation I've heard for all this is that English is such an old language, continuously used in an island free of conquering invaders for nearly 1,000 years. And although spelling was once much more predictive of pronunciation, the now silent K and GH of night, Knigget, once being sounded, for instance, as we know from Monty Python, that spelling has not kept abreast with pronunciation as it evolves. So the chasm separating spelling from pronunciation will get only wider as time goes on, unless some very influential spelling reformer comes along. My thanks to the rest of the world for making English your lingua franca of choice, but my deepest apologies for our atrocious spelling.